What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. In April of 1945, tragedy struck the Indiana Avenue music scene. A car crash in Sumter, South Carolina, took the life of Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars to emerge from the Avenue. Bacon was on tour with the Tab Smith Band, and he was just beginning to spread his wings as a solo artist after a successful run with the Lucky Melander Orchestra. Trevor Bacon had achieved national recognition and critical acclaim as a vocalist and guitarist with Lucky Melander's band. Trevor Bacon's cool, smooth vocal style struck a chord with audiences during the early 1940s, and Bacon scored hit after hit with Lucky's band with songs like Big Fat Mama, Sweet Slumber, and When the Lights Go On Again all over the world. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the life of Trevor Bacon by looking back at some of the classic big band music he recorded during the 1940s.
Sweet slumber till dawn, till the last star is gone, I will hold you in my arms. Tonight, sweet slumber brings dreams while the moon softly beams. Every moment brings the thrill of sweet delight. I can see you in the shadow.
Trevor Bacon was born in Katy's, Kentucky in 1906. He moved to Indianapolis as a child, attending IPS School No. 26 and Manual High School. Bacon studied music with the respected Indianapolis educator Dr. Roscoe Poland. By the mid-1930s, Trevor Bacon was a headline attraction in Indianapolis clubs, performing at Indiana Avenue spots like Monte Grill and Isaac's Grand Terrace Ballroom in the Martindale neighborhood. Eventually, the hype around Bacon's music began to spread outside of Naptown, and in 1935, Bacon began booking gigs at venues around the Midwest. It was in May of 1936 that Trevor Bacon received his first big break. The legendary jazz pianist Earl Hines was booked for a gig in Naptown at Trinity Hall on 21st Street and Boulevard. During his time in Naptown, Earl Hines heard Trevor Bacon perform and immediately asked Bacon to join his band as a vocalist. Trevor Bacon left Naptown with Earl Hines the next day, beginning his quick rise to musical greatness. By 1938, Trevor Bacon had left the Earl Hines Band and joined forces with band leader Lucky Melander.
Oh, the name of this song is Ride, Red, Ride, Ride, Red.
Trevor Bacon enjoyed his greatest period of success during his time with Lucky's band. Let's hear an example of their work together. From 1941, this is Trevor Bacon and the Lucky Melander Orchestra with Hey Huss and let me off uptown.
Some say he's here, some say he's there, but I've found out and I'm here to declare.
Hey-ha!
Pops, he's everywhere, he's a groovy fella, always reed and mellow.
Hey-ha!
Doesn't have a care, he's a real live wire, sets the jive on fire.
Hey-ha!
Boy, he's in and out, hardly ever. If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spiel is, let me off uptown. Rib John.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars of the Indiana Avenue music scene during the 1940s. We just heard two records Bacon cut with the Lucky Melander Orchestra. Lucky Melander was not your typical band leader. Lucky did not play an instrument. He didn't read or write music, and he didn't sing much either. But Lucky had a keen eye for fresh new talent and was a master of showmanship. By the early 1940s, Lucky had assembled a remarkable band that included future stars like Bill Doggett on piano and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. But the spotlight was on the vocalist. And during his time with Lucky's band, Trevor Bacon shared vocal duties with the legendary gospel music star, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. In the early 1940s, Sister Rosetta toured and recorded as a member of the Lucky Melander Orchestra. Let's hear an example. From 1941, this is Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the Lucky Melander Orchestra with Shout, Sister, Shout.
Everybody, to the precious word, I'm gonna do some chirping, and I ain't no bird. That's a reason for living, a reason for dying, a darn good reason why a woman starts crying, a reason for a mole, a reason for a dimple, but there ain't no reason why a man so simple.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Shout, sister, shout.
That was Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the Lucky Melander Orchestra with Shout, Sister, Shout. Throughout the early 1940s, Sister Rosetta shared vocal duties in Lucky's band with the Indiana Avenue vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon. In fact, the first record the Lucky Melander Orchestra ever released featured both Bacon and Tharpe on lead vocals. We'll listen to that 1941 recording next. Up first, we'll hear the single's A-side, Slide Mr. Trombone, with Trevor Bacon. After that, we'll hear side B, Rock Daniel, with Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Grab your horn, Mr. Trombone, blow my blues away. Grab your horn, Mr. Trombone, blow my blues away, 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 away. I feel so unnecessary, please make me feel merry, help me to lose my blues. Slide.
Okay.
The combined star power of Trevor Bacon and Sister Rosetta Tharpe paid off big for Lucky Melander's band, resulting in a series of hit records, and Lucky exploited the duo's popularity at every turn. So when Trevor Bacon scored a hit with Big Fat Mama in 1941, Lucky followed that record up with Sister Rosetta Tharpe singing Tall Skinny Papa. We'll listen to both of those records now.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, indeed.
I want a big fat mama.
That's all I need.
I want a big fat mama to tell my trouble to.
Mama.
Gotta be big and round.
I want a big fat mama.
One who can really go to town.
I want a big fat mama.
Fine but a bowl.
I want a big fat mama.
A gang of mama to hold. I want a big fat mama who knows just what to do.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars of the Indiana Avenue music scene during the 1940s. Let's hear two more tracks from the Lucky Melander Orchestra featuring Trevor and Sister Rosetta. Throughout the early 1940s, Sister Rosetta shared vocal duties in Lucky's band with Trevor Bacon. Up first, we'll hear Trevor Bacon singing Savoy, released in 1942. After that, we'll hear Sister Rosetta Tharpe singing That's All, released in 1941.
Say, looka here, Lucky. What's this place uptown that all the Hepcats rave about?
Savoy, Bacon, Savoy.
Well, tell me, Jack, what's this place like so I can come up and swing some night?
Savoy!
Where the feet start stomping?
Savoy!
When the band starts romping?
Savoy!
Watch the folks start jumping?
Savoy!
Then your heart starts thumping? Savoy, boy, come on and jump for joy!
We wanna go, we wanna go, we wanna go there!
Where?
Savoy!
Where your feet cause a panic?
Savoy!
I want to tell you the natural fact that a man don't understand that Bible right, and that's all.
That's all.
I just tell you that's all.
That's all, that's all.
But they better have religion now. I tell you that's all. Now when you see people jump from church to church, you know that that conversion don't amount to much, and that's all.
That's all.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Trevor Bacon after this short break. WFYI is always here for you and here for your neighbor, because people like you give monthly to WFYI. Listener support is what makes it possible for us to reach people not only here on radio, but also through our website, podcasts, and the WFYI app. With your financial support, we can continue to keep our community connected and well-informed. Become a sustaining member today by choosing a monthly donation that works for you. Go to wfyi.org/give. and set up the amount you want taken out of your bank account every month. It's easy, and you will have peace of mind knowing that you are making it possible for you and your neighbor to access educational and inspirational programs. As a nonprofit, we rely on you. Become a member of WFYI today, and thank you. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars of the Indiana Avenue music scene during the 1940s. We've been listening to tracks Bacon recorded with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra during the early 1940s. Trevor Bacon's time in the Lucky Millinder Band coincided with the outbreak of World War II. In fact, Lucky and Trevor were broadcasting live on radio on December 7th of 1941, the day Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Lucky's radio broadcast was interrupted for a news update on the Pearl Harbor attack.
We interrupt our musical broadcast to bring you another special Associated Press bulletin from Washington. President Roosevelt decided today, after Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor and Manila, to call an extraordinary meeting of the cabinet for 8:30 p.m. tonight, and to have congressional leaders of both parties join that conference at 9 p.m. Further details will be given to you. Stay tuned in to this station.
Lucky and his band helped the war effort by recording a series of propaganda records. Here's an example. From 1942, this is Are You Ready? Featuring Trevor Bacon on vocal.
Are you ready? Are you ready? If you want to be free, free to raise a family, get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? If you want to live right, right, now's the time to fight. Get ready, get ready.
That was Trevor Bacon and the Lucky Millinder Orchestra with the World War II propaganda song, Are You Ready? World War II provided the inspiration for one of Trevor Bacon's most enduring performances. In 1942, Bacon recorded When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra. The song expresses hope for an end to the war, and Bacon's sensitive interpretation propelled the record to the top of the pop charts. Let's listen.
When the lights go on again all over the world, and the boys are home again all over the world, and rain or snow is all.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars of the Indiana Avenue music scene. In 1943, Trevor Bacon issued his last recording with the Lucky Millinder Band. The record was titled Sweet Slumber. It was a smash hit for Lucky's band and remains one of Trevor Bacon's best-known performances. From 1943, this is Trevor Bacon singing Sweet Slumber.
Sweet slumber, till
star is gone, I will hold you in my arms again tonight. Sweet slumber.
After an impressive run of hit records and sold-out shows, Trevor Bacon and Lucky Millinder parted ways in 1944. Lucky wasted no time in replacing Trevor Bacon, recruiting a young rhythm and blues singer named Winoni Harris. Harris's rough and rowdy style was the polar opposite of Bacon's sophisticated sound. Harris was a hit with audiences, and the first record he cut with Lucky became a number one R&B hit. From 1945, this is Winoni Harris and the Lucky Millinder Orchestra with Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well.
Oh, who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm high as a Georgia pine.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars of the Indiana Avenue music scene during the 1940s. After leaving the Lucky Millinder Orchestra in 1944, Bacon started a new band with saxophonist Tab Smith, also a former member of the Millinder Orchestra. Let's hear an example of their work together. This is Trevor Bacon and the Tab Smith Orchestra with Rosa Lee and Brown Skin Blues.
Here's a story about a woman, and they called her Rosalie. Here's a story about a woman, and they called her Rosalie. Yes, I love that woman, spite of what she done to me. My mama told me, Papa told me too. My mama told me, Papa told me too. Some brown skinned woman is going to be the death of you. She's a tiny little lady and she's big.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to the vocalist and guitarist Trevor Bacon, one of the brightest stars of the Indiana Avenue music scene during the 1940s. We just heard two songs Trevor Bacon recorded with the Tab Smith Orchestra. Trevor Bacon was on tour with the Tab Smith Orchestra on Saturday, April 14th of 1945, when he lost his life in a car accident in Sumter, South Carolina. He was only 38 years old. During his life, Trevor Bacon was one of the biggest stars of the Naptown music scene. While his fame has faded over time, the beauty of the music he recorded remains.
Sweet slumber till dawn, till the last star is gone, I will hold you in my arms again tonight. Sweet slumber.
Thanks for joining us for this tribute to the guitarist and vocalist Trevor Bacon. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on